Hi, Ben.
What? Yeah.
You leaving?
Well, I'm not technically in the studio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just because you're not technically here doesn't mean that you have to listen to me. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not taking it to a personal offense over here. It's okay. Goodbye, Ben. It's okay. Go fine. No, have fun. Have fun. Don't worry. Go do your thing. Whatever. Wow. I should be a Jewish grandmother. I'm really good at guilt. You got that one? All right. All right. For those of you that are just joining this class is about different agatas, right?
Can I switch into this class?
You can do whatever you want.
How do you know you want to switch into
Yezra? At first I thought it was our other one.
No. It's okay. You can switch into it. You're here right now.
No, I thought this was the class.
No, it's fine. No, we're back. All right.
What does that even mean?
Other
humble.
I understand the title
of
this class.
Thank you, guys, just take in the view for a second and see how much.
Because the intelligence right now is really low.
Just see how much the I always tell my kids. I always tell my kids when I'm walking, when I take a walk with them. I tell my kids. I say, look at the colors that Akash Baruch created in this world. Crayola can't even think of this many colors. The Bari Olam, when he wanted to create the world, he could have created the world in drab black and white. And instead, the Bari Olam decided to create for us a world full of color. Full of immense color. Just take it in. That too. Alright, this is Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and it says like this. Damar Rabbi Elazar says, Adam Arishan min ha'aretz ad l'rakia. When Adam Arishan was originally created, sounds familiar to you, Mayor? You're going to explain this one, right? So when Adam Arishan was originally created in the world, his feet were on the ground. It's a Gilgal. Okay. His feet were on the ground.
Oh, God.
His feet were on the ground and his head reached up all the way to the heavens. Shenemar, as it says, when God created Adam onto the land, meaning only his feet touched the ground, but his head reached all the way up. All the way up to the heavenly throne. His feet touched the floor of the ground, but his head reached up all the way to the heavenly throne. They came on Shesarach, but once Adam Arishan sinned, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Alav Umiyatai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his hand on his head and squashed him. Right? Shenemar. This is funny. Ocher v'kedem tzarasani. God created me front and back. V'tosus alai kapecha. And God placed his hand upon me. So guys, what do you think?
What does that mean?
Mayor, what do you think it means? You learned Chagiga, right? Okay. Our school didn't tell you?
God hey, buddy.
Why is there a cat?
Oh my god.
Amazing. 9.7.
Anyways, all right. So what does that mean? So does it mean that Adam Rishon first spanned from the floor to the heaven, and then God put his hand upon him and he squashed him? There's actually another very interesting medrash that coincides with this Gemara. Well, we'll see in a second. Right? God said, right? It's the medrash at the beginning of Parshas Tezria. Tezria says, Isha ki Tezria, when a woman gives birth. When she really gets pregnant. This talks about Ocher v'kedem tzarasani, the same pasuk. It says, front and back, God created me. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan on this pasuk, Im Zoicha, if a person merits it, right? If you merit it, 1 second. Oops, lost the place. Yeah, Im Zoicha Adam Oimrim Loi. If a person is Zocha, they say to you, Atakidam to the Komasa Bereshis. You came before every single thing that was created. V'imlav, but if you're not Zocha, Armim lo yiktush kadmelecha. Even a gnat was created before you.
What?
A gnat. G-N-A-T. You know what a gnat is? Right, those little flies that bother you in America?
What? When you spelled it out, I understood. Okay.
I don't know. I just remember them in America. Right? If you're Zocha, what does it mean if I'm Zocha? That all of a sudden, and first of all, what does that mean? I was created before of all Masa Bereshis. Everybody knows that Adam Rishon was the last thing to be created before Shabbos came in. Right? Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day of creation. So everybody was created last. Every human being was created. The whole concept of human being was created last. So this means if you're Zochos, then they say, oh, you came before every single creature in the world. Another very interesting thing that we find. They did a scientific study years ago. And they came out with the conclusion that the pigeons in San Francisco are gay.
Oh yeah, I heard you told us about this already.
Right?
Seriously?
No, it's true. They're not,
look it up!
They're not procreating.
The pigeons in San Francisco are gay.
No.
How does that work? We also find in this week's parasha, right? It says this week's parasha, it says parasha's Noach. It says, Ki hishchis kol basar es ha'adama. Every single creature became decrepit. Which basically means, right, that the lions were doing the bears were doing the leopards were doing the donkeys were doing the squirrels, and people were sleeping with squirrels too, right?
That's
everything was messing around with everything.
I think that's kind of impossible. Though, so that.
All right. Okay. Right, but if a person would still play with Power Rangers right now at this point in life, you'd think he was pathetic. Right? And let's say even at this point in life when you guys are still playing video games, but if you had a 45, 50-year-old that was sitting playing with Power Rangers, that's even more pathetic. The whole point is that everything that we think that we do now is fun. But is it still going to be fun in 20 years?
Yeah.
You think so?
80-year-olds are still doing what we're doing now.
80-year-olds are still doing what you're doing now, right?
Still wearing Power Ranger t-shirts?
No, still drinking whatever. Okay.
Still drinking whatever.
I don't drink.
Right? They're drinking for different reasons. They're drinking because they realize they're dying.
I don't drink.
What? Sometimes. Yeah. There was a great book once. I don't know if you guys ever read it. It's called The Little Prince. It's a children's book, but it's really not a children's book.
I read that yesterday.
What? You read it? No? It's an unbelievable book. It's a very deep book. But basically the book has a line that this little prince goes from planet to planet to meet different people, and he meets on one planet a drinker. Okay? And the drinker basically says to him, he says, I'm drinking to forget. He says, what are you drinking to forget? I'm drinking to forget the fact that I'm drinking.
That's really smart.
Oh, it's like, what's his name, for Austin Powers. I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat.
Exactly. But people do that. Right? People who are overweight say the same thing, right? I only eat when I'm depressed, and I'm depressed because I'm overweight. But they don't stop the cycle.
The trick is to be happy.
Exactly. But the whole point is we have to realize that if we go after our petty things, we're limiting ourselves. We're making ourselves small. We're squashing ourselves. If a person would only realize the potential that he had inside of himself and how great that you could be, so you would realize that your potential is unlimited. You could reach all the way up even to the Kisei HaKavod.